It's Tuesday, August 16, 2011. From Oroville, some news, announcements, and a look at today's weather. It's partly cloudy, temperature 32 degrees Celsius, southerly winds 8 kilometers per hour, and a 70% chance of rain. Tonight, westerly winds 14 to 19 kilometers per hour, temperature drops to 27, and a 90% chance of rain. By noon, the humidity here will be around 66%. The moon is on the wane, 95% of it is illuminated, and today is long, 12 hours and 30 minutes. Well, here's a thought-provoking piece from Krishna McKenzie of Solitude Farm. Local governments across the United States are increasingly replacing lawns and ornamental landscapes with gardens and orchards to provide free food for the residents. The source is www.naturalnews. Krishna states this is but one example of how people all over the globe are rethinking the idea of aesthetics vis-a-vis nature and our relationship to it, plus the looming issue of food security, of which most people seem to be unaware. Now, in Oroville, there are many lawns and ornamental gardens being watered and cared for by paid gardeners, which Krishna points out could be transformed into productive gardens, creating an opportunity for Orovillians to work together, which, of course, has huge significance in itself. Krishna further relates, hearing that Oroville's governing board member, Mr. Doshi, had raised the question of why public places in Oroville aren't being utilized for vegetable production. One can imagine bananas and papayas intercropped with pumpkins and other vegetables instead of grass in front of, say, town hall. People on their tea break might feel to put their hand to the soil, add a bit of mulch, remove a few weeds. Krishna points out that there is a social element in agriculture, enriching for the whole community, and that farming and the question of our food security cannot be left to the big farms alone who produce the bulk of organic food in Oroville. He questions, are these concepts to be left solely to planning groups to decide? Food security should be questioned on many levels, and the use of public spaces is something to explore. So Krishna invites whoever might be interested to meet at Solitude Farm to discuss how these ideas could be implemented. Solitude Farm, Saturday, the 20th of August, 3 p.m. Well, Oroville's second triathlon is happening soon on Sunday, the 11th of September. This year, there will be two categories. A sprint triathlon with 750-meter swim, 20-kilometer cycle, and 5-kilometer run. And an Olympic triathlon with 1,500-meter swim, 40-kilometer cycle ride, and 10-kilometer run. The swim will take place at La Piscine, the cycling around Oroville, and the run in the Oroville Greenbelt. The start and finish will happen at New Creation Sports Ground. To participate or volunteer, contact Michael, that's Mike, M-I-K-E, at oroville.org.in, or Surya. Surya, S-O-U-R-Y-A dot Circomanen, S-E-R-C-O-M-A-N-E-N-S at gmail.com. About bridge, why play bridge? Bridge stimulates both the left and right sides of the brain. Every time you play, you use and improve your skills in concentration, communication, logic, imagination, lateral thinking, mathematics, memory, patience, multitasking, visualization, and psychology. Due to its characteristic social aspect, bridge is a collective mental workout which cannot be duplicated by other work-related or leisure activities. For an introduction to bridge, contact Amaresh. His email is Amaresh, A-M-A-R-E-S-H dot Deshpande, D-E-S-H-P-A-N-D-E, at gmail.com. And this from Sri Aurobindo. The obstinate pertinacity with which we cling to our meager, fragmentary, night-besieged and grief-besieged individual existence, even while the unbroken bliss of our universal life calls to us, is one of the most amazing of God's mysteries. It's equaled only by the infinite blindness with which we cast a shadow of our ego over the whole world and call that the universal being. These two darknesses are the very essence and potency of Maya. Sri Aurobindo, Thoughts and Aphorisms, number 538. You've been listening to Auroville Radio with Marlenka on microphone in studio, Andrea, Miriam, Yahlom, and Tanya. Information and questions? AurovilleRadio.org. Thanks for listening.